This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Well, Brock Richardson here. He's over there at his home studio in Kitchener. I'm here at the home studio in London, Ontario, Kelly McDonald. And you're there, wherever you are listening in. Thanks for being with us on the program. Well, every couple of weeks on the show, we get a chance to find out what's going on in the UK. We talk about different subjects, learn quite a bit. And you know what? There's those times that things are perspectives and really cool things. Sometimes we learn about that. Wow, it makes you stop and say, gee, come, we're not doing that here. And it's some really great advice and wisdom that comes from our bestie in the UK, Fern Lullum.
What's on your mind? I'm Fern Lullum from the UK, and whether serious, silly, or somewhere in between, I've got you covered. Let's face it, the most effective therapy is a chat with your bestie.
Well, sometimes we get a good splash of the silly. Sometimes we're able to do that in between, as you mentioned. And I'm sure Fern will find a way somehow to always inject a little bit of that in most topics that we can do. Even when we start speaking about a really interesting campaign to help them make the most of the opportunities presented by the upcoming Global Disability Summit.
Yes, indeed. You know me well, Kelly. I can interject silliness into absolutely anything, and I'm sure I won't let you down. But this is part of the Equal World campaign, which is launched by the Sight Savers charity, which does wonderful work to prevent avoidable blindness and to fight for the rights of disabled people. That's what we like.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, tell us a little more about the Global Disability Summit.
Well, it's being held in Norway from the 15th to the 17th of February next year. It's the world's biggest gathering of disabled people, governments, business leaders, and others. So it provides a great opportunity to improve the lives of disabled people across the whole world.
You said that the Sight Savers campaign was making the most of this opportunity. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, so Sight Savers are looking for three key things. First, they're urging governments and global organizations to attend the summit. And the point here is that this is a major event for the disabled community. So yeah, the more countries that engage with it, the more lives can be changed.
So we always say this about everything going on. Well, we always feel like that anything regarding the disability community, how high on the priority list does it make? So will the UK government be attending?
Yes, yes, they will. But nice. Sight Savers would like them to send high-level representation to show real commitment to the aims of the summit. I really do hope that happens, and I hope that lots of other countries do the same, because that would be a really encouraging sign for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
What else in all of this is Sight Savers pushing for?
So they're saying that disabled people and their representatives should be involved in the development of the commitments made by their country at the summit. And that makes a lot of sense to me, because I think disabled and non-disabled people working together is a great symbol. And it helps to ensure that the solutions actually work in practice for both sides.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of the term in real life event, you know, real actual time, actual, experience. And that's what we always look for. And in the case of both sides, you really want that. Mm. So, yes, effort can be wasted when things are done without that input of people who need the end product. So What is the third thing Sight Savers want?
Well, the third thing is that those attending the summit show leadership and accountability. So Sight Savers want to make them ambitious, achievable, and properly financed commitments. And they want them to put a focus on neglected areas, particularly the rights of women and girls.
It's important in an event like this, because the event is so big, to deliver more than just talk, isn't it, Fern?
Absolutely. And that goes to the very heart of the Sight Savers campaign. They make the point that globally, there are 1 billion disabled people, and the vast majority of those live in low or middle income countries. And many are denied basic human rights like education and healthcare. So the summit is a great opportunity for action on the rights of disabled people worldwide. And words alone, like you say, Brock, it's just not going to be enough.
That's a great ambition, but can we be confident that the summit will bring out real change?
Well, this is the second Global Disability Summit. The first was held in the UK in 2018, and it's reported that 2 years on from that in 2020, a quarter of all the commitments made at that summit had been completed. And also, nearly two-thirds of the remaining commitments were still underway, and they expected to be delivered by the end of the date that was set at that summit. So it was all looking very positive. Everything was moving along nicely.
Well, and that's what you want to see. Boy, those are encouraging figures. Guess that the hope the upcoming summit will build on that momentum.
Yeah. And, you know, we really hope that that does happen. And the government in Kenya have allocated specific funds for inclusion in education. And they're also developing a plan to support learners with disabilities. And I think that's a really good news, you know, such a great thing for us, because we know what a difference good education can make to people's lives. So it's going to make a massive difference to people in those countries.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. I mean, we've got so many people who have so much knowledge to give, and it really does help level that playing field. So we need to make sure that other people in other places, other countries have the same opportunities. So can you give us an example of the commitment made at the 2018 summit where real progress has been made?
Yeah, so progress on some of the commitments has been difficult to track because they weren't clear and they were hard to measure. And it will be important to avoid that this time round.
Well, you have good progress made, but have lessons been made from that first summit?
Yeah, so we really want to think about how we can do things differently in this summit so that that's not going to happen this time, and that we can measure these things, and that, you know, it is clear what changes can be made, so that we can avoid having sort of vague things that you don't really know whether things have changed or not.
Yeah. Yeah. And opinions will always vary on, well, I feel there's change. I feel it's tough enough always saying, well, what's our most important, but you have to have that focus. How can people do our job and support the campaign to make the most of the upcoming summit?
Well, you can sign the Sight Savers petition by going to sightsavers.org/actions speak louder. And this calls for government and global organizations to take action at the summit for a more equal world. Sight Savers are looking for a global support. So wherever you live in the world, hop onto that website and sign that petition.
Yeah, yeah. And the sooner that you sign that petition, the stronger the message you are sending to governments and co-organizations out there.
Yeah, and the campaign was launched 100 days before the summit starts, and there's still over 2 months to go. So I think it would be a good idea to show as much support as we possibly can.
So what messages have you taken from researching the campaign, Fern?
Well, one of the main things that strikes me is that the whole world is on this journey to achieve equality for disabled people. And some countries are further down the road than others. But it seems to me that no one has reached the destination yet. There's still some work to do.
And again, I always find it interesting because we always, and some people get really frustrated at that. And we know perseverance is the best thing to do when we see it. And what's the old term? Rome wasn't built in a day. And I guess that's another reason why this needs to be a truly global summit.
Absolutely. And the problems need to be solved by support and cooperation across nations. And the summit provides a really great opportunity for that. So it should be a really positive thing for everyone.
Yeah. And I think that that's what you want to see. And Fern, you think how far we've come whenever summits or any of these kinds of meetings and heads are put together and people are thinking, you know, how far we've come. It's that unity of disability that I really am seeing more of, instead of so many communities trying to take on the world on their own. So let's kind of hold hands, work together, and let's include the rest of the world in what we're doing. Now, you said earlier that Sight Savers were looking for a particular focus to put on the rights of disabled women and girls.
What's this one about? Yeah, so women make up 56% of all blind people in the world. And also in lower income countries, they make up 3/4 of all disabled people. This means that in the worst case scenario, women face triple discrimination. So that means by being female, by being disabled, and by living in poverty. And the work that's done by Sight Savers support women to overcome these barriers. And the campaign aims to ensure that further action is agreed at this summit to really help those females in that position.
Yeah, totally agree. We've had so many different conversations on this program and around where that it's just obvious that the disparity is phenomenal, is disgraceful. It's clear from everything that you've said that Sightseers are doing great work. Apart from signing the petition, is there more that we can do to support the efforts?
Well, if you put Sight Savers social media toolkit into your search, you'll find lots of material about their work to share with your own network. And also you can help with fundraising. So the main website that I spoke about earlier tells you more about how to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure lots of people want to lend that support. So just remind us how they can access the petition, please.
Yeah, it is sightsavers.org/actions speak louder. And isn't it so true?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Fern, when it comes to stuff like this, and again, you've done so much research and things like that, looking into it, following the progress. And I'm sure you have the moments where, oh, man, it's really good if we could just get. And I know, again, I go back to time and building. But it's really wonderful to be able to observe, and as time goes on, so much we've found it's been great to sit in on online or see conversations on social media. Do you see much of that kind of action with this online?
I mean, I see people talking about it, and obviously spreading awareness is, you know, really, really good. I think, as I always say, it's about how we go about it. So that is education over confrontation. That's my motto that I'm always sort of banging the drum about, that we're not attacking people. We're not saying you're the worst and you're no good, because that doesn't help us.
No.
Like I said earlier, it's about working together. Everyone, we want everyone on the same team. It's not us versus them.
I think we're learning a lot more about the hammer on the head, aren't we? You know, that's not the way. It is more of the sugar and spice, but more the explanation. People, now that they can find things, read it on their own, they don't feel so, well, I'm expected to understand this. They don't feel the frustration that people have necessarily. They look at it and say, well, that makes sense, of course.
Yes, absolutely. And I think if you can create that communication and that empathy between people, then that's beneficial for everyone. And we can all understand each other and help everyone to move forward in, like we said earlier, something that is practical for everyone to live with, whether disabled or not.
Yeah. Yeah. And understand. As usual, Fern, thank you so much. Awesome. Really cool. Thanks for bringing this to us.
Thanks. Have a great show, guys.
You betcha. Fern Lullum joins us every other Thursday for UK Disability Highlights right here on Kelly & Company. Excellent topic. If you missed any of that, do check out the Kelly & Company podcast. You can listen to it as the segment itself, or listen to the complete Kelly & Company podcast and get all the goods. Really, really great topic, and something to be very aware of coming up and finding your way to get involved wherever you are throughout the world. Brock Richardson and I joining you on the program today. It is Kelly & Company. Thanks again for being with us. And coming up, Purdy's Chocolatier is adding a very special box of chocolates to their holiday list called Feel the Joy. We learn more after this break coming up on Kelly and Company. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.